More than 500 workers at Providence St. Peter Hospital in Olympia are on strike. The strikers say Providence has slashed their health care benefits, even as the nonprofit hospital system has boosted its executives' pay into the millions. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Bob Wilson is a surgical technologist at Providence St. Pete.
Well, you see all the guys on TV that hand the doctor the scalpel? That's me.
Along with housekeepers, nursing assistants, and other staff, he's a member of the SEIU union.
We're out here because we think we deserve affordable health care.
The union and St. Pete have been in contract negotiations since last summer. In January, Providence employees' health insurance changed. The union says the higher deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses hurt for a union whose typical member makes $31,000 a year.
You know, I'm foregoing care. You know, I'm not going and seeing a doctor unless I absolutely have to. And that's a lot of people here at Providence are doing the same thing because, you know, they're trying to save their money.
Providence St. Peter is part of Providence Health and Services. The Catholic organization runs hospitals in five Western states. Its headquarters is in Renton, and the nonprofit's mission? To reveal God's love for all, especially the poor and vulnerable, through our compassionate service. Providence officials declined to be interviewed for this story, but in emails they said that St. Pete's latest contract offer and its new health plans are both very competitive with other health care providers. The offer includes a wage increase as well as medical, dental, and retirement plans. The union says Providence can afford to do better given what it pays its CEO, John Koster.
We just found out yesterday in his 2011, he got a nice little bump up to $6.4 million.
That's double what Koster made the year before.
That fired us up a little more out here on the picket line and got a few more people chanting.
Providence's latest filing with the IRS reveals that 19 employees of the Catholic ministry earned at least $1 million in 2011. The top five executives earned more than $3 million each. In an email, Providence spokeswoman Colleen Wadden said Providence sets its compensation the same way, whether it's for housekeepers or executives. Base salaries are set at the middle of the market. But housekeepers don't get multi-million dollar bonuses on top of their base salaries, as top Providence executives do. Wadden said the Providence CEO's pay was boosted in 2011 by retirement benefits that he had accumulated over many years. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.